Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
Well, I embarrassed your mother, I embarrassed myself.
Well, with the way girls dress these days, I mean, hardly anything at all. What's a guy supposed to do? I got a stare.
My life's a shambles.
I'm Jim Burns. It's estimated that as many as 60% of all men admit to using pornography. And those numbers are expected actually to climb over the next few years, because the largest segment of the population currently using pornography on a regular basis is boys ages 12 to 17. Accountants, teachers, college students, and even pastors can become addicted. And just in case this compulsion to use pornography hasn't hit your home yet, there are warning signs you need to look at to spot a potential problem. Pastor Daniel Henderson has written a most helpful book on the topic. It's called Think Before You Look. And during the next half hour, he joins me again here in studio to talk about overcoming the consequences of porn addiction. So keep it right here on Homeward.
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Hey, did you know that last year, two APU graduates were named Fulbright Scholars to Malaysia and Bulgaria, respectively? And in addition, faculty member Xander Koops will be representing APU and Fulbright in Latvia as well. If you'd like to learn more about this outstanding institution that is the alma mater of Jim Burns and Kathy Burns and Christy Burns and Becca Burns and soon Roger Marsh, so my last name, I might change it to Burns after I graduate. APU has the educational opportunities for you. Today here on the program, a special edition, we're talking about overcoming the consequences of porn addiction. If you have young children with you, turn off the radio. If you're listening there, listen to us online or on the podcast. This is for grown-ups only. And now here's Dr. Jim Burns.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today is day two of a continuing conversation where we're talking about avoiding the consequences of pornography addiction. Daniel Henderson is with us again. He's the senior pastor of Grace Church of Eden Prairie, Minnesota, a great church and a great mission in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. He's the president of Strategic Renewal. It's a ministry specializing in personal renewal, congregational renewal, and leadership restoration. He's married to his wife, Rosemary, and they have three children. Daniel, welcome back to our program.
Thank you, Jim. Joy to be with you.
I wanted to say it was such a delight to have this conversation. It's not a delight. It's really a tough subject to talk about.
Yeah, it is tough, but the delight of it is you know you're helping people with a real issue, and by helping them, you're going to, again, prevent all kinds of pain down the road if they can really understand
it. You're exactly right, and I know that even last time we had a major amount of people come to our website, and I know this will happen as well. The consequences of pornography addiction are devastating, but the addiction can be broken and the consequences can be avoided if we really proactively go about it right.
They really can. And the book is designed to give hope. It doesn't presume a man even has a problem with it, but the point is there are 40 preventive reasons that you can focus on in your mind every day. As we said earlier, you know, the battle's only won a day at a time, a man at a time, an hour at a time, a decision at a time, a thought at a time. And yet, if we can understand that, the battle's never going to go away, but we can win as we renew our minds and learn to make a better choice.
We talked last time about easy access, because there was a time when there were just the theaters and the sleazy magazines that were hard to find in some ways. And then video changed that. Video brought pornography into the home.
Oh, yeah.
But today, there's just the absolute accessibility of pornography on the internet. What has it done in the last 10 years to men?
Well, again, it's just the secrecy and accessibility of it that just compounds the deception of it. The fact that you can get it so quickly, you can get it free. No one can trace your steps. If a guy knows how to configure the computer, they can't even track what he's been doing there. And you can do it with such immediacy and secrecy. It just, again, causes it to be such a repetitive problem in the heart of a man.
I was amazed, and you wrote about this, where you talk about pornography industry being the most powerful network of spiritual, moral, and cultural terrorists in the world. And I actually appreciate you saying that. This industry, by the way, I have some statistics here that say that the porn revenue is larger than all combined revenues of professional football, professional baseball and basketball franchises, as well as in the United States, porn revenue exceeds the combined revenues of ABC, CBS, and NBC.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. You were talking about videos a moment ago. The porn industry produces 20 times more videos a year than Hollywood does, mainstream Hollywood. And again, so for a mom sitting out there who's got a young boy growing up or whatever the case is, you know, this is big business. The enemy of our souls is taking this hammer and he is just pounding our culture into a pulp and delighting in doing it as he destroys our walk with God. He destroys our family and robs us of a wholesome future.
Yeah. And it's interesting to look at this industry as terrorists, because it's exactly right. Yeah. And I think a mom or a dad have to look at it that way. Help us understand the industry's far-reaching impact on our culture.
Well, again, what this does, the counselors who study this, and you know, my book, as you noticed, Jim, it doesn't have a lot of psychology in it. I'm pretty upfront, short chapters. Guys, here's another reason, here's another reason, here's another reason. What it will do in time is it will destroy the very fabric of the male-female relationship, how men view women. Again, painting women as just victims and objects. Again, that stuff is perpetrated over the generations. You don't realize it, but it's the kind of mindset that children pick up on, boys pick up on. And as we said in our earlier broadcast, the age at which this is entering the hearts and minds of young boys is staggering. Yeah. And what it does in terms of, you know, you think of all the sexual predators and rapists and all that, those are the extreme cases. But even those are tracked right directly back to the issue of pornography and how it is poisoning the minds and souls of people.
Well, I hear that. You know, I was thinking about this and we talked about it before the program. I have three daughters and these wonderful guys. I mean, they have great friends who are boys and they're at the age where boys like to wander in. And I know these boys, you know, I know them from church. I know them from, you know, Christian organizations. My two older girls have gone to Christian colleges. And yet I think to myself, which ones are struggling with pornography? And frankly, the truth is that potentially most of them are.
Probably all of them. And that's for a parent, that's the thing you got to realize. In this day and age, you just have to assume every boy is looking at every girl through a lens of pornography, because somewhere along the line, this stuff has touched his mind. We talk in here about the power of the imagination. And the reality is it becomes a whole new kind of set of rules as you think about male-female relationships, raising your children.
You say that pornography is designed to arouse a man's desire for a woman without the price of a relationship. Explain why that's so appealing to men.
Well, you know, we all know that the marriage is hard work. You spent years coaching and teaching, and marriage requires sacrifice and putting your agenda secondary and giving of yourself in very, very difficult ways. And, you know, every man gets weary of that. Every woman gets weary of that. The allure of pornography and the lie of it is here you can have this intimate connection with this airbrushed image who's not going to demand anything of you, who is going to be available for all of your pleasures and fantasies. And that's just not real life. And that's where the idea of self-deception and the lie comes back into the equation.
When you talk to a man who's going through that and he says, I'm in trouble, and you, with you as a pastor, Daniel, I'm in trouble, I need help, what do you say to that guy?
Well, first of all, I congratulate him and encourage him, because I know what a big step it was for him to come to his pastor's office or to another brother and say, I'm in trouble. We talked about it last time, the importance of fessing up. And I again remind him there is hope. And I ask him, do you really want change? Because if you do, there is a process through which we can go. And the Lord can give you the ammunition you need every day to begin to conquer this. Now, you'll slip and fall. Don't let the enemy take advantage of that, but continue to restore your hope and your commitment. And again, in a church environment, Jim, my style as a pastor, I'm pretty open, pretty transparent. That affects the culture of a church. My target is always pastors, so I would say to any pastors listening how important it is to be open and authentic about the struggles these men go through. But in that environment, there are a lot of things they can do to get help and victory.
I want you to take us through a process. A man comes to you and tell us what he did to be restored to his wife, be restored to God. What's the process?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I tell a story in the book in the opening chapter about a guy named Sam, wasn't his real name. He was at a prayer summit, a 3-day event. And frankly, Jim, just as a sidebar, you know, this book is really born out of my passion for revival in our country and renewal in the churches. Because there's no renewal without repentance, no real prayer without purity. And so it's part of a bigger picture. But in this moment, through the power of the conviction of the Word of God, and that can happen in a man's life in a lot of ways, he finally decided to get honest with God. And he opened up before a group of men. They came around and prayed for him with broken hearts. Of course, that started a process of other men doing the same. But at that point, he developed a couple of accountability partners. He got some advice about talking to his wife. That's a sensitive process, of course, depending on the nature of the relationship. She became his greatest advocate for his purity, and that's a wonderful thing to see. And then he began to tell a story. Jim, you know, Psalm 51, David says, when you restore me, then I will teach transgressors your ways. There is a powerful element of being able to help others when you have been honest about your own story. And he really became a source of great encouragement to other men. So, you know, the process is more an art than a science, but the principles are always the same. You know, honesty, getting into authentic relationship, moving back towards your wife, getting the skills which you help people with so beautifully of developing that intimacy, recognizing it's a lifelong battle, but it's a winning battle through the grace of Christ.
Well, that is absolutely great news. And I think sometimes when people are so stuck on this, they need to hear that. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We're with Daniel Henderson. We're talking about avoiding the consequences of pornography addiction. Roger?
Well, this is a great conversation to have, and it's one that the first step to healing up in this area is when guys can sit down with each other and have a conversation like Dr. Jim Burns and Daniel Henderson are having right now and saying, I got an issue with this, and I really need to deal with it. If you missed the first part of this conversation, go back into the archives at homeward.com. We make all of our audio programming available without cost. You don't have to be a member or anything like that. Just go ahead and dig that around. We can send you a CD of this program. I can tell you more about that later in the program. Also send you some links to other programs as well that you can hear so you can overcome this temptation and this addiction. We'll hear the conclusion of today's program in just a moment as Homeward continues.
The influence of pornography has grown dramatically in our culture, and if you aren't careful, your kids could be at risk. I'm Jim Burns of Homeward with a real-life answer to the question, how can I be sure my kids aren't in danger of becoming hooked on porn? Well, that's a great question to ask because the pornography industry is no longer only about making so-called adult movies and magazines. Internet porn is a massive business, and the largest consumers of online pornography are boys between the ages of 12 and 17. Well, repeated viewings of pornography can create the same kind of chemical dependency that you could get from a narcotic like heroin. So the best time to confront the issue is before it becomes an addiction. Talk to your kids about the dangers of looking at internet porn. Create an environment of trust with them so that they'll feel comfortable sharing with you if a friend might be pressuring them to look at it. And by all means, keep the computer in your home in an open place where you can easily monitor their daily activity. I'm Jim Burns from Homeward. You'll find more real-life answers on our website at homeward.com. Avoiding the consequences of pornography addiction. That's our topic today. We're continuing a conversation with Daniel Henderson. He's the senior pastor of Grace Church in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. It's one of these mega churches that really is making a difference in that community, as well as around the world, as the president of Strategic Renewal, a ministry specializing in personal renewal, congregational revival, and leadership restoration. Great to have Daniel with us as we're talking about this very important subject. And I think for those who may not be aware of the fact that up to 60% of men are addicted to pornography, the world has changed and it's never going to go back. And I've often said to kids as I've looked out at them, I've said, you know, I wouldn't want to be 16 right now. Yeah. I'm glad I'm a little bit older because they have more things thrown at them, pornography being one of them.
Absolutely. The intensity of it is just unfathomable for those of us who grew up in a different age.
Well, we've talked a lot about intimacy in some ways. And in your book, you say that pornography is a tool that many men use to avoid intimacy with their wife. Why are we afraid of intimacy? And how can avoiding pornography enable us to connect with our spouse better?
Yeah, you know, intimacy is hard work. It's scary. You have to be vulnerable. You have to share your very being. And yet it's the goal for which the Lord has created us in terms of enjoying that with Him, and particularly in the confines of marriage with our spouse. If there's anything the enemy would like to destroy, that's it. You know, if the great commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and the second is love your neighbors yourself, your immediate neighbors, your spouse, well, where's the enemy going to focus his efforts? And, you know, a lot of dysfunction, of course, with people growing up in broken homes and being afraid to disclose their very inner self. But that's the nature of the beauty of marriage, and that's the heart of the Christian life. It's not religion, it's relationship. And so for many men, it's part of the deception, becomes the alternative to enjoying the real deal. And it's a lot easier, but it's much emptier to do it with images and phantom women who, as we said earlier, are there to meet your needs but demand nothing of you. And so it's a lazy way to try to meet a need and ultimately results in heartache.
Heartache, but also robs your soul.
Yeah, it does.
As we're talking about this,
you know, I'm thinking we do need self-discipline, and it is a key to overcoming addiction in pornography. But you say that the type of self-discipline that's needed is not just what a man allows himself to see, but what his character is all about.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's the old adage that you sow a thought, you reap a character, sow a character, reap a destiny. That's the shortened version of it. But again, it is about habits. I describe time as my habitual expenditure of the stewardship of life, kind of an interesting thing. But in this book, we talk about the practical realities of investing your money, investing your time, managing your relationships, managing your thoughts. All of that is about developing habits that lead to discipline. But Jim, it's not just trying to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I say in here often about the power of grace. God has tailored-made grace for everything we face, and probably the key verse in this book is Titus 2, 11 and 12, where it says that the same grace that appeared, really referring to Christ, that led us to salvation is the grace that teaches us every day to deny ungodliness, to overcome lust, to live sensibly and righteously in this world. So there is an amazing power to fuel that discipline that God wants to give you so that you can walk in victory.
That seems so important, and I know in the temptation narratives in the scripture, isolation is one of the key issues. They are isolated. They go to the desert. They go away. And Satan does that. And you've mentioned the word enemy several times within this program and the last time we had you on. And it is a spiritual battle because it really does affect their soul in many ways, but they do it isolated too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And again, we're not made to live in isolation from the Lord or others. And pornography is that lie that leads you further down the road of isolation, thinking that that's where the happiness is going to be found. But again, as we've been talking, it's a dead-end street, and we need one another. We need that connection with the Lord and our spouses and Christian brothers. And so, again, very, very clear consequence of this problem.
Daniel, I thought this was fascinating. You said that in your book that the men who struggle with pornography now were oftentimes exposed as kids. This sure is a strong warning for fathers today, isn't it?
Yeah, and in fact, as you know in the book, some of the positive reasons to avoid pornography has to do with the benefit it's going to bring into the lives of your children. You know, trust is, as others have said, is like that balloon. You only pop it once. And for men to recognize, you know, the habits I'm developing, the impact this could have on my children for good or for bad, helps us just think forward about the next generation and the positive fruit that comes along with purity and self-discipline.
Well, let's go on with that. How can dads help their sons not, you know, fall into this deadly trap?
Yeah, well, talk about it. Obviously, it's very important. I told you that my own boys and I, we've talked about it. They have a screensaver with these 40 reasons on their computers. Yeah. They forward what they have seen on the internet to me. Even in our home computer, my wife controls all the filtering passwords. I mean, they're practical things you do. And talking to your boys about the reality of that. Don't let yourself become vulnerable. Don't think you're above this. And I think my boys have both read this book. We've talked about it. And I think whatever tool you use, use it as an entree to have this discussion with your sons.
You're so right. Children are always watching, they're learning, and they're imitating our behaviors. Mm-hmm. Even when, especially in the teenage years, they may not really like us all that much.
Yeah, that's right.
They're supposed to rebel a little bit, but they're still watching us. And you say at the end of the day, they're watching how we live.
They sure are. Again, it's not what you say, but it's what you do. And we all know those imitative behaviors that children develop. And you know, what a legacy to realize that when it's all said and done, I have lived in a way that makes my children proud to call me dad. And by that example, have empowered them to assume that the norm is victory over this stuff, no matter how pervasive it gets, that the norm is that you can live above this and it's worth it.
We were created in God's image, and yet sometimes we don't walk that way at all.
That's
and
exactly
yet he
right.
created us in his image to not go in that particular direction. We talked about it last time, but I want you to talk again about it. Talk to the wife listening who knows her husband is just struggling with pornography. I mean, she knows it. There's not a doubt for her. You know, what should she do? Is it even possible for her to help him?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely possible. But again, as we mentioned, I would just reiterate this. By God's grace, and it's going to take the grace of God, she has got to understand that her identity, her security is in the Lord. It's not in her husband's performance or perfection, and he's going to have his own struggles. But out of that sense of well-being, to be able to open the door of discussion with her husband, I think that's just a huge step. And recognize with him, this is so pervasive, honey, that if it's something you struggle with, I want to be your advocate. I want to be your ally. We're going to make it together. I've even had women give their husbands this book and say, would you read it? Could we talk about it? And if there's anything there, let's fight it together. I think that's what every husband needs to hear from his wife.
And that really does bring intimacy. Not easy. And it's not easy to say to your spouse, to your wife, I'm moving in this direction. I have moved in this direction. I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed. But yet, in many ways, that step can be a step of healing as long as they feel safe emotionally and physically.
That's exactly right. And the wife can create that environment of safety through her words. And it is, as we said, again, a gift of God, but the Lord can empower her to do that.
Avoiding the consequences of porn addiction is our theme today here on Homeward. Pastor and author, and I think one of the outstanding pastors in America, Daniel Henderson, is my guest. You mentioned Psalm 51, creating me a clean heart, O God. It was David's cry for purity because he actually had had an affair. Here's David, the king, had an affair with Bathsheba. Obviously didn't have internet pornography in the time, but in many ways...
Well, it started with a pornographic look.
That scripture, as a pastor, what would you say to our listeners who really are struggling in this area? What would you say to a listener who is looking for hope and really wants to create a clean heart and renew that right spirit? What advice would you have for him?
Well, you know, it is the character of God to love you right where you are. It is the character of God to clean you up in ways that you can't do it. That's why Christ went to the cross. It is the character of God to be gracious to you and to give you the grace both after the fact and ahead of time to overcome this issue. And that's the power to think before you look as a matter of lifestyle. And he is a restorative God. And again, the enemy just wants to bombard us with all the what ifs and all the fears and all the concerns about what people think. But again, the Lord is there to go before you and to give you the power you need in order to live the kind of life you really want to live, free of, as we've called it, the hook of this addiction.
Well, that is great news and actually very, very hopeful.
Yeah, and I would just say to you, Jim, I just this past weekend was preaching on 2 Samuel 12, the pornographic look, the most famous pornographic look of the Bible, led to adultery, led to all kinds of heartache and heartbreak. But about a year later, David came clean. And at the end of that psalm, you'll find the reoccurrence of so many positive words like joy and restoration and the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's what every Christian man out there really wants. And that's the assurance. It's there. It's there for the taking if you'll just come honest, if you'll just be honest with God and allow him to be the one to take you through the process.
Just for the taking. Well, that is great advice. Daniel, time has gone by so fast. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Jim. It's been my privilege.
Very important message today. Now here's Roger with some information about a couple of other resources that can help you in this area as well.
Well, Jim, if you go to homeward.com, the articles and media sections where we want you to camp out for a while, because you'll find some tip sheets there on overcoming porn addiction, dealing with the effects of it, helping young men deal with porn addiction. We've had experts like Daniel Henderson, Joe Dallas, Fred Stoker have all been on the program here. And if you go to the articles and media section, you will find those tip sheets if you're looking for them. Also, search the audio archives for the interviews that we've done with these gentlemen as well, because getting the information is half the battle. Putting it into practice is the next. And having conversations about topics that are rather uncomfortable is kind of what we specialize here at Homeward. And another one is that when it comes to stewardship, we're talking about money with our kids. We've got some great resources to help in that area, too.
Well, you're right. You know, many parents have the talk with their kids about the dangers of drug and alcohol abuse or sex and sexuality. Yeah. But when it comes to money, that's one area that sometimes we parents miss altogether. Mm. And we sort of just breeze over that. And yet it's so critical for so many families. Well, many kids only think about money when they need some.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But that's why I'm excited about this brand new group of tip sheets that we've created to help parents and kids in this particular area, stewardship. As parents, we need to be intentional about teaching our kids about stewardship, and then we need the consistency to teach them how to live these principles out, both in our lives and in their lives.
Yeah.
These new tip sheets are designed to be conversation starters that you can use with your kids about crucial topics like savings, spending, investing, and even giving.
These are great tip sheets, and our thanks once again to our friends at Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, for providing these tip sheets for us, making them possible for us to produce them for you. Go to homeward.com, hit the articles and media section. Then when the Get Answers box comes up on the left-hand side, just write in the word Steadfast, STEADFAST, and you'll find the tip sheets. You can read them, print them out, download them, do whatever you want with them. They're yours for the taking at homeward.com. Earlier in the program, I mentioned too about the program archives that we have available here. And if you'd like a copy of the audio CD of today's program, maybe if that's way to start a conversation and do so in a way that where you can actually manipulate the media to where you can listen to it at your own discretion. Just drop us a line. Include a gift of any amount when you write to us at Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, in the zip code there, 92693. Now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward, where parents get real answers. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.